So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Oh, does this guy push us to the limit? Does he push? I'm talking about Brian Fitzpatrick. We are loaded up today, and we'll ask Dave McCormick about that, the senator. Is here at 2:30 today. But Fitzpatrick, Lawler, the New York guy, sadly, Ryan McKenzie and Bresnahan, the other guy in Pennsylvania who feels under the gun, they, along with Democrats, have overridden Mike Johnson. So that means we're going to get a vote on the three years of Obamacare. Is what the Democrats want. And Brian Fitzpatrick, I guess, is, let me know, Henry, if you find any sound of him, trying to tell us, oh no, his plan is where the compromise will be with the Democrats. You know, the plan where we extend Obamacare. He's out there telling us we get a cap. Yeah, $225,000 and you still get it. He says abortion has nothing to do with it. Yes, it does, Brian. I don't know about gender-affirming care. Probably that, too. So what do we do? This is one of those times when I know in talk radio people would just avoid it because it is an uncomfortable situation. I would say this. I don't think the Senate's going to go for it, but if by some miracle this passes and what this disruption of what he's involved in, then I don't see how you can vote for him. I really don't. Now, you can argue, well, what's the harm, Dom? All Brian Fitzpatrick is doing, along with Lawler, Bresnahan, and Ryan McKenzie in the Lehigh Valley, all they're doing is getting some leverage in their election to say, well, we tried. We were for Obamacare. We wanted that as a solution. Democrats, they're not fooling around. They want 3 years. That's what they're going to be voting on. I'm not sure when the vote's going to happen. If I had to guess, it'll be tomorrow. I mean, they got a discharge petition. Now, in fairness, they wouldn't vote on Fitzpatrick's amendment, is his argument. So now they've overridden the speaker. Four Republicans go rogue, along with all the Democrats, at least what I've seen. And they'll now say this will be the solution. 855-839-1210. Kind of hard to believe, is it not? This election in Bucks County is going to be unbelievable. I mean, it's, look, he won't come on now. He's, you know, it's been too much water under. Henry's trying every day, and okay. I just want you to hear him under questioning, and then you see if that's something you can support. By the way, ferocious, speaking of electoral politics, ferocious battle going on in our caller of the year. You can go to at Dom Show 1210, and there you'll see it pinned how you can vote. And we're going to have Newman Price Waterhouse on a little bit later on to tell us votes are coming in from around the country. I don't know about around the world. So this just happened, and it's stunning, to put it mildly. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. By the way, one item just to show you, look, I don't see President Trump going down, unless you're crazed, in the history books as a greater president than Washington or Lincoln, as some people are saying. I do think competition with Reagan is a really interesting one. But as far as a consequential president on our day-to-day lives, I'm telling you, I don't think there's anybody bigger. It seems pretty clear in New York, the Mets, that they traded one player for a lesser player, an outfielder, Mimmo. And they kept Lindor, the shortstop, who is vastly overrated, because Lindor didn't like the fact that the outfielder gave $1,000 to Trump and apparently was a big Trump guy. Now, this is being reported in several sources. Can you imagine if this were in Philadelphia and we're trading A.J. Brown because he was a Trump guy and Jalen Hurts couldn't stand that? Think of the kind. Well, these are not minor players we're talking about. That was one of their top players, and he was a Trump guy. I guess we believe that the shortstop is better in their minds and has more swag and more whatever in New York. But has any president ever gotten a major player traded because another player couldn't take that in argument? I don't know of any. I don't think Reagan did. I don't think Obama did. I never remember Obama getting anybody traded. Joe Biden. I hate Biden. You're traded.
Crazy.
This is the stuff that Trump provokes that is consequential in ways large and small. As we gather for Christmas, how many people are not going to be speaking to someone, not going over the house, the whole thing and all, because they're on either one side or another of the Trump debate. Now, we're going to break down what the president's going to say tonight. I put up on Twitter, it's been such a whirl out here. I haven't even had a chance to take a look. But put up on Twitter, what has been Trump's biggest accomplishment? That's what he's going to talk about tonight. It's not quite a year. Yeah, it's about a month short of a year. I'd say closing the border. It's clear. There's no doubt about it. He said it. He did it. He continues to do it. On other things, people can argue the metric of it. Has he done whatever it might be? But he has closed the border. There is no doubt about that. So I would say that's his biggest accomplishment. He's going to talk about that tonight, and that's fine, reminding people of that. But is he then going to swerve into attacking affordability and saying it's not real or something? Please don't do that. So we're going to talk with one of the deputy press secretaries from the White House. I don't know if we talked with Kush Desai before. I've talked to other people there. Giving you a little preview coming up of what the president's going to try to do tonight. I don't know if it'll be 2 hours or not. It starts at 9 o'clock from the White House. It shows that they're taking this seriously. It's all hands on deck. And I guess the president feels that people are forgetting, and it's also going to be a preview. Our buddy Mike Opelka has a good thing up. Starting January 1, 2026, the one big, beautiful bill. Average family keeps $3,752 more in your pocket. Child care credit jumps to $2,200 per kid. No tax on tips. No tax on overtime. Deduct interest on American-made cars and trucks. $1,000 baby bonus. Small business owners, extra 23% deduction. 100% bonus depreciation is back. Estate tax exemption doubled to $15 million. That means family farms and businesses stay in the family. I love that one. Even in death, they come after you. That's right. We're going to come after you in death. We tax you in life, and in death, you can't do anything about it. Bigger standard deduction, simpler taxes, 90% of Americans. Now, J.D. Vance, to his credit, talked about that and did make a good case that that's happening. So what is the president's biggest accomplishment? 855-839-1210. You can get him right now. Hit us with that. I'd love to see if you agree with me on the border, or is it something else? All right, let me give you the side question. We got a lot of people coming on board today to take apart some of this. And Brian Fitzpatrick, in my view, has gone too far where I'd have to consider the nuclear option, just not voting for him. I don't know. I don't think anybody's running in a primary, but he is driving this. Do we give him grace and say, Dom, it's just a ploy. He knows nothing's going to get passed. This way he looks good in the district. How many times do we have to say that with this guy? How many times do we have to go down that path? All right, the side question today. Henry and I noticed the Simpsons had an anniversary of their debut just in the last couple of days. And I mentioned to him, and we Googled it and went back. At one point, the Simpsons, I don't know if I'd use the word scandalous, but Reddit even, I saw a headline, was talking about, oh my God, America, this is too much. Any number of things they were talking about or doing, Homer, how lazy he is, what a bad example. The Simpsons, you know, had a lot of pop, but also there was a lot of negativity. So we thought something that was once, if not scandalous, was frowned upon. And I told Henry, and we looked it up, and I have quite an article on it here in Philadelphia. You know, at one point, women had to enter a bar by a ladies' entrance on the side. And some of those ladies' entrances are still on the bars. I think they're a great motif. You know, women can point to them and see what it was like in the bad old days. I had to go in the seat. Couldn't believe it. I know. But every bar in South Philly, this one in Port Richmond, the guy said, it's just a decoration. Women can come in the front door now. It's kind of nice. It's civil. You just enter through the side door. You're right there at a bar. Or, you know, usually they would have you go into the back room. Those women were not going to be standing at the bar throwing down hard liquor. It was demeaning to men. You aren't going to get away with that. All right. So the ladies' entrance or... here's one that I thought about. How long ago, and it's, I'm going to say Catholics. I'm not going to get into the other religions. Not dressing for church. I mean, the way, for years yeah. we've talked about it. Look, and you know what their argument on the other side? Well, God doesn't care how you dress. Try that out all
it's
the
a,
time.
Yeah, it's a tough argument to beat.
Oh, my God.
He just cares that you're there.
Maybe God, yeah, right. We hear that, right? Maybe God will smite someone there. Take off those sneakers, put on some shoes, or you're going to get smited. All right, so I would put that in. Frowned upon, you know, something that now is not even frowned upon. You're in trouble if you bring it up. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, I got two here. I'll take something a little older and then something more contemporary. The first one to take off is, so I was watching It's a Wonderful Life the other day.
Right.
And I couldn't help but notice when, you know, Jimmy Stewart wishes he didn't exist.
Right.
That when they go to Pottersville, in what was then Bedford Falls, now is Pottersville, they're playing jazz music throughout the entire town and at the bars.
You made
and
a big point. I'll tell people in the meeting, oh, man, Henry was, what the heck's up with that?
Yeah, well, it was one of those, I picked up on it. You know, I've watched this movie, I don't know how many times, but it was the first time I picked up, like, oh, they're really demonizing jazz music here. They're saying jazz music is, you know, one of the roots of evil in Pottersville, along with, you know, gambling and such, everything
right.
that goes on there. So I found it fascinating that jazz music kind of went from being almost like, I'd say, the devil's music to like widely accepted and, you know, praised. The one more contemporary one I'm going to take off, and it kind of has to do, it's very similar to your answer, and that would be the wearing of pajamas in public now.
Yeah, I mean, that's still despicable.
Well, not enough that people aren't being shamed enough that they still do it all the time.
All right.
Me included sometimes.
Oh, God. All right. All right. Sean, do you have one?
Yeah, I actually do got one. I'm a huge video game player. I actually love playing a lot of violent video games. And I can say that the violent video games, they make me go insane. So during that whole discussion about violent video game making you a violent person, I mean, I can say that I'm not a violent person. So I got to put that one up there as for me on the list.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I never bought that. That was always the patented thing. You get on TV, you talk about that. Now, the underlying maniac who's playing them with them, yeah, it is a trigger or a help. It kind of gives them the ideation of how they're going to do this mm-hmm. in some way. Or mm-hmm. it's like a game to them. That's the worst part. The psychos are in the world. It's like a video game.
Right.
That
right.
might be more the issue. All right, hit us with that. Get your name into the hat. The Simpsons ladies' entrance. I'm looking for somebody who once used a ladies' entrance.
Yeah, please.
Back in the day. Please,
I want to hear some eyewitness accounts.
The one I'm thinking is down right across from the police in Jackson Street, like 24th or so. No, it's more closer to Argonne Avenue. That place there had one for a long time. If you get into the real heart of South Philly, Port Richmond and all that, they may still enforce it. You're not just sashaying in there, you know. Bella Abzug, I'm going for a women's rights from years ago. Linda Kearns isn't walking in that front door. Got to use the side entrance, ladies.
Oh, man.
All right.
I'd love Linda Kearns on a case like that.
855-839-1210. That's how you get in on Talk Radio 1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210. WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, Dom time, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. You're in on the side question, right? In addition to that, the ladies' entrance. We might have somebody who had to enter one of those. Yeah, this is a real thing. I thought, Henry, that was within the realm of recency. Maybe it's back to the Spittoon days or something.
It feels like. Like, I knew, like, ladies weren't welcome in the bars by themselves, but I didn't realize, like, it was a whole other entrance.
Oh, yeah. Does that still go on? Hey, what are you hanging out of here for? Is it a prostitution ring or something?
No, I wouldn't think so.
No? I wonder how many women sat up to the bar by themselves there.
Because I guess the bar was more like the boys' club.
Yeah. Exactly. That's one of the points. All right, more on Brian Fitzpatrick saying, look, what else were we need to do? I had to sign off with Akeem Jeffries to put this up for a vote. Again, I'm going to defer a little bit to the politics of this with Johnson. They didn't want to vote on this because the media is going to say now Republicans voted down Obamacare. Or are Fitzpatrick and the other three Republicans, all three of them within our listening area, three out of four, are they going to vote for a three-year extension? I don't think the Senate will pass it, but still, a three-year extension of Obamacare. This is insane. And Fitzpatrick telling people, yeah, I got a cap on it. Where's that cap? Oh, yeah. Democrats are not going to go for 225, Brian. They're going to bump that up more. By the latest with Democrats, and I'll get into a little bit later, in Pennsylvania, trying to show their concern by the military by taking veterans that have been found guilty of crimes and then allowing them to blame it on PTSD or something like that, pretty much to get rid of, take out of the hands of the judge any kind of severe sentencing. They just want to decriminalize everything. And you know, and I know, during the course of a trial, a jury would be told about any difficulties a veteran had due to war, combat, that kind of thing. But this is post-conviction, to pretty much rule out any kind of sentence that would be significant. This is what they're up to as we speak in the waning days here. They never rest. And Brian Fitzpatrick does not rest either. I wonder how Jackie Heinrich's covering this on Fox. Was that a cheap shot? There's a bit of a conflict there. I don't know if Fox will give her that story. All right. 855-839-1210. Rachel's in Moorestown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rachel.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good, Rachel.
My father and my uncles owned a tap room in South Philadelphia, 12th and Mifflin Street.
What was it called?
DeChico's Bar, okay. And there was a ladies' entrance. The main entrance was on the corner of the street, mm-hmm. And further down the block was the ladies' entrance, and that's where all the ladies, all the women, all the girls had to enter. And it was the bar itself was not there. It was just tables in the back. Yeah. So I'm very familiar with the ladies' entrance. It's still there. The building is still there. I mean, this is many decades ago, but the building is still there. And I believe the ladies' entrance is still there.
Of course. It was, they have to maintain that. It's historic. Yeah. So what did you think of that growing up?
I didn't really think much of it because we lived a couple doors down, like in a row home, and we were 10 of us with one bathroom. So I was very grateful to use that ladies' entrance on many occasions to use the lavatory in my father's tap room. And that is true.
So,
Rachel, 10 people.
What was the recency of that? So they had the ladies' entrance. What years? What was the latest year? Was it into the 80s and 90s?
Definitely in the 80s, early 80s, but I don't think it was like, obviously it wasn't mandatory, but I do believe the sign is still there. I don't think they have removed it. And there is also, I don't know if you're familiar with Row Home Coffee, really good coffee place at like 21st and Pine Street.
Really beautiful old building,
and they have a ladies' entrance. So I don't know if in a prior incarnation it had been
a bar.
Yeah,
well, 12th and Mifflin now, that's, what's that neighborhood now? That's not East Passyunk, is it? What's the other name? There's another name for
it's
that.
It's not South Fork. It's not
no,
South Fork.
No, it's
no,
not
I don't
that,
know what
but
they call
a,
it.
There's a fancy name for it now. So, yeah, Rachel, Henry, can you imagine? Never heard of the ladies' entrance. I had to explain the whole deal yesterday. it would have been kind of scandalous coming in at some point. So how about you? What do you have that might have been scandalous but now is not?
Well, you know what they say, like mini dresses. Now, women can wear dresses so that like upper thigh, and that's acceptable. Even in church, you see people wear where it used to be, you had to have your dress below your knee.
Well,
now it's like you can walk around naked.
Well, all I can say is it's America. Women should be able to do what they want on that one, as long as they, come in the ladies' entrance. All right, Henry, there's the ladies' entrance for you, 12th and Mifflin.
All right.
I'd love to do a promotion where maybe the guys have to enter from that at a bar, and then the women can come in the front door. Showing the station's foresight and moving forward here.
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's hard to believe that these existed, but they did. All right. So something that was really frowned upon, if not scandalous, and the Simpsons, when you look it up in the beginning, were, people were pushing back on them. There were a lot of things going on with that. And now, acceptable. All right, let's give people, because we have a guest coming up. I'll take a couple more calls. Let's have an update, Henry. How are we doing in the caller of the year, and where do people go and all that to vote
Dom,
easily?
Big movement overnight. Big movement. Yeah, so if we head over to Upper Darby, or an Upper Darby region, where we have Drew heading off or squaring off against Zenos, Drew has taken a bit of a commanding lead here. He has, I'd say Zenos has stayed stagnant, while overnight Drew has raised his voting margin by double digits. So
it's a half Greek vote.
It's the half Greek vote. Yeah, those half Greeks really turning out the polls for Drew here. So Drew's got a nice lead building here. A shocker. I mean, a complete stunner and shocker in the Bucks County region here. Yesterday around 2 o'clock, I called out Gary in Newtown for putting on just a pitiful performance in the polls.
Right.
Man, oh man, has he responded. What I thought was going to be a runaway blowout has completely flipped on its head, and Gary in Newtown has a runaway lead over Robert and Ben Salem right now.
I'm noticing
unbelievable.
That. I'm noticing that. That is, I think he's out there hustling.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, he's pulling a full Scott Presley. He's probably going door to door saying, are you registered to vote? Are you voting?
If Roe gets one more text from him, have you voted yet? I might have to put the clamps on that one.
He's going straight to Roe?
He's going to Roe. He's going to Roe as a voter
this
here.
This is ridiculous. Yeah,
no, it's the first lady of talk radio. Come on.
Oh, man, yeah, he's really going after it. So, Robert, you got to match that energy.
Melania. Can I get some people out of Pennsylvania, Melania? Yeah.
Moving on, in the Joe region, Joe of Columbus still holding steady over Joe of Exton. Got a double-digit lead over Joe of Exton. That's mainly been their MO as far as this contest has gone. And then in the old school, new school region, David and Lexton, same thing. He still has a commanding lead, as he did yesterday, over the Earl of Tacony.
Right, and Newman Price Waterhouse will be here a little bit later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some interesting analytics about people voting from L.A. at least their address is. We don't know about if there's some
chicanery going,
their IP address on how that's working. The Chinese vote is what I'm afraid of. You know, the Russian bots are stopped. I don't know about the Chinese.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Gary's buying all these VPNs. And he's handing them out left and right.
Yeah,
saying,
hey, Gary.
Vote
we
as many
we know
as
you're
can.
A tech guy, and there's something up here. So, all right, Lance in South Philly's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lance, welcome in.
Hey, how you doing, Dom?
Good
afternoon,
Lance.
To you.
Afternoon.
Okay, I'm gonna get straight to it. The side question for me is long hair.
Yeah, long hair at one point, but that's been quite a while, right, that it's not been scandalous, or no?
No. You know, still in that corporate world. They still want you to be, you know, high and tight and come appropriate. But for me, I'm going to stick with at one time it was long hair.
Okay, yeah, well, long hair, obviously. I think it's been years, though, where, well, it depends on how long. But, you know, I get what he's talking about.
Still cracked down on it in Catholic school.
Yeah.
Couldn't have it below the collar.
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, there
and
you
know,
go.
Yeah, I mean, you know me. I like my hair long.
Yeah.
So it's a problem with me.
All right. Coming up, we are going to talk with State Representative Joe DiOrsi. He was with us before. The media, if I had to pick something, you know, if we do this and talk about the media, both hypocrisy and hand on the scales, biggest one I can tell you in Pennsylvania is this. 85% of people in Pennsylvania say boys shouldn't be in girls' sports. Democrats know that, so they refuse to have a vote on it, and they keep on moving the vote from committee to committee. So yesterday, dads defending their daughters went after them in Harrisburg on this. And who is at the heart of doing all this stuff? The big mouth guy, the coward from the suburbs. The guy that I talk about all the time that tells Josh Shapiro what to do. The Norristown representative extraordinaire. So we will we'll talk with him a bit about that, update you on that. Get on board, though, the ladies' entrance, though. To some people, I guess under 30, I don't know about under 40. It's like, what? Women had to come in? Yeah. It was scandalous. Did you see that woman going into the bar through the front door? She's going to be kicked out pretty soon. You won't be served here. And you know what Rachel said, too, Henry? It wasn't a bar there. They went into the back room to be served. They sat at a
crazy
table.
Yeah.
It was genteel.
Away from everything.
Yeah. I don't know if they could smoke there or not. All right. So it's 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, this is Dom time. A lot of people getting in. I don't know if Joe DiOrsi and his, I'm going to ask him anyhow, though. State Ray, he's a good guy. He's been on with us before. He's part of Pennsylvania. Do they have ladies' entrances? All right, I'm sure Democrats would complain about that. You see where I'm going, right, Henry? You see the pivot here. Mm-hmm. Yet, some guy Henry size coming out and running over top of 10 females in a basketball game or whatever, five, that would be fine. I mean, doesn't he have a right to play basketball too? And we can't even get a vote in it. I put this up, I nominate this, though, as one of the biggest hypocritical stories, non-stories of the media this year. They won't tell people what's going on in Harrisburg, where they're playing hide the vote, and we can't get a vote on this. It's just, let's have a vote. They know what's going to happen. That's why they won't bring it up for a vote. Let's go to Joe DiOrsi. Hey, Joe, welcome in. Where's your region in Pennsylvania? Where do you represent?
Hey, Dom, thanks for having me again. I am in Eastern York County.
Okay. Did you grow up, did you have ladies' entrances?
No, I did not, and I was an athlete all the way up through college, and we held to the common sense back then, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. No, I meant the bars, Joe. Bars in your area, did they have a ladies' entrance?
I can't speak to that, Don. Not much experience there.
Well, we're talking about it in a roundabout way, Joe, and I'm just weaving into the conversation of the bad old days when women just couldn't walk into a bar. Democrats would burn it down today. Yet, yesterday we had more frustration with them playing hide the vote. So is Matt Bradford the architect of this, that we can't get a vote on the Fairness in Women's Sports Act?
He could very well be, Dom. I've tried to, you know, shop around for an honest answer in the Democrat caucus. I just can't seem to find one. I think there's definitely a number of ideologues who actually believe, you know, that biological men should be able to dominate our daughters, nieces, and granddaughters. But I think it's a political play. I think it's avoidance. I think it's protecting certain members from needing to make that vote. But like you said, Democrats have been dodging this all session. It's been 225 days that they've delayed a simple vote on protecting our girls.
And one of the guys they're protecting is the governor, who said, folks ought to be able to play how they feel and all that. That's one thing. But if he actually didn't veto it, if he actually went along with that, then that would, or if he vetoed it, either way, Joe, that would be very difficult for his presidential aspirations. So what exactly are they doing? As I understand that they move it from committee to committee, even if it's voted out of committee, what are they doing?
Yeah, so their mechanism, Dom, for avoidance is, so we've been proactive on the Republican side. We've had three bills, Senate Bill 9, mm-hmm. which passed the Senate with five Democrats voting in the affirmative, House Bill 158, and the Dads Defending Daughters Act, House Bill 1849. We've been proactive in filing what's called a discharge resolution. So if a bill sits in committee without consideration for 15 session days, we can file a discharge resolution, which means we get 25 signatures, and we qualify to bring that forward to the House for full consideration. What they're doing is before that time matures to consider it on the House floor, they're quick going back into committee, the committee that it was assigned to, and they're voting to re-refer it to a different committee. Yesterday, they re-referred the Dads Defending Daughters Act and House Bill 158 to the Judiciary Committee. I brought up in committee, you know, this is very obviously an interscholastic sports bill. It's irrelevant to judiciary. But once again, it's just gymnastics to avoid a vote on frankly, an issue, Dom, that's 80-20.
And some of those 80 are Democrats. I've talked to several here in the area, at least two, that would vote for it because they represent districts. If people saw that, go, what are you doing here? So that's the thing that would be really bad. It's not just you dastardly Republicans. Democrats would vote for it, too.
Two-thirds of Democrats, according to a New York Times poll earlier this year, are in favor of this idea. So absolutely, Dom.
So what do you guys have to do? I know there was a discharge to try to get it up for a vote. What do you have to do?
So technically, if we continue this you know, this method of the discharge resolution, we have to wait another 15 days, session okay. days, that is, because it now sits in judiciary. But we're going to travel the state. You know, the other four dads that introduced the Dads Defending Daughters bill with me, we're going to travel across the state. You know, our message is, you know, this has been a women-led initiative for some time, and rightly so, but dads need to get off the pine and get into the game. So we're traveling, we're raising awareness, we're getting people involved.
Joe, what do you say to those, and you've been through all this, they know it's losing, so they resorted to this, but they say, this is so rare, don't you guys have something better to do?
That's a common argument, and it's false. You know, in the last numbers I have here, the latest numbers since 2022, and this is just documented cases, 66 girls across the Commonwealth have lost placement or medals in their respective sports. That's not a small number. At our press conference, we had Paula Scanlon, the UPenn swimmer who faced this situation with Leah Thomas at Penn. We also had a young woman from Lancaster County just across the river from me, from Hempfield School District, share about her experience. It is no small deal. That's one of the common arguments you hear from, you know, the people who are trying to play this down. But it's a large issue indeed.
Do they make the argument, too, that we are condemning someone who's trans to be suicidal, something like that, if they can't play against girls?
I've heard that as well. But, you know, when you get down to brass tacks, this is about hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvania girls that are being deprived of opportunity, like my soon-to-be 8-year-old. And look, suicide is and mental health is, you know, an epidemic amongst Gen Z. It's not specific to this.
No, without a doubt. And I do like the dad's angle. So you guys are going to be going on tour on this then, Joe. And you know, during the presidential campaign, what we found was not only is it 80-20, but the reluctant voter hears this and then they want to know, all right, which party is it that wants to have boys going against girls here? Because it motivates them to vote. I think that's really why this is so politically potent.
Yeah, and it's a common sense thing. It transcends party, like I had said already, yeah. Two-thirds of Democrats, a higher proportion of independents. And this is something, Dom, politically that could come to a head for Governor Shapiro, especially if he has aspirations, you know, for a POTUS run. This is the guy that called us extreme, and this is the guy that's probably at least a little bit involved with blocking this bill coming up for a vote.
Matt Bradford, every time I have somebody on, Joe, from Harrisburg, from the president pro tempore, yesterday I talked to Stacey Garrity, they all talk about this guy, Matt Bradford, who used to come on the show. And we would duke it out. It was enjoyable. He won't come on anymore. What is his power base in the Democrat Party? He just doesn't seem to be, somebody that fits the mode to be leading and, I think, being a big force moving Shapiro around at times.
Well, it's my understanding, Dom, interestingly, that those two don't really see eye to eye. So I don't know how that relationship is now. But yeah, well, you know, he holds his party with a tight leash. Very, very much collective thinkers on that side of the aisle. Whereas with the Republicans, we hear from our leadership, but on certain matters, you can't control us. But very, very political thinker. Very few instances where I would say he's in it to do the right thing or to help his constituents. Very uber political.
Well, Joe, thank you. Thanks for the great work. Keep us in the loop when you're going to be in the Philadelphia area. We certainly want to publicize that, talk some more about it. Have a great Christmas if we don't speak until then. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Dom. Same to you. Merry Christmas.
All right. There's Representative Joe DiOrsi. So, again, the media is the big story here to me. You know, more public pressure to say, how can you keep on moving something this simple up or down around from committee to committee? 225 days they've done it. All right. 855-839-1210. Coming up, we got two of the people up to be three, the caller of the year on board. We'll hear from them. Remember, you can vote. Just go to @DomShow1210. Thanks to Newman Price for setting this up. You can vote right there @DomShow1210. And Friday, it'll be up until 1 o'clock Friday. You can vote on the Elite Eight. Then we'll announce the final four at 1 o'clock. So anybody you want to influence, get going right now. These races are not as tight as we would like them. A little bit unexpected.
Yeah.
They're kind of runaways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's call them out. Yeah. Get those votes in. Let's go.
Come on, Robert.
FriendsOf1210.com/DomShow.
There you go. Gary of Newtown there, and that's the one where the most votes are. 100%.
Yeah.
Big voting block there. Okay, it's 855-839-1210. You can get in. I can't tell you yet when the vote in the House will be, but is Brian Fitzpatrick thinking, look, I'll look like a good guy here. I usurp Johnson. We have the vote. It gets to 218. But the Senate's not really going to go for it. And everybody in Bucks County will say, at least Brian tried. 3-year extension of Obamacare. Come on. Come on. I get it that something has to be done here. I hope President Trump says something about it tonight. All right. We'll get to more calls, though, coming up at 855-839-1210.
Actual price will depend on
it. Wasn't a bar there. They went into the back room to be served. They sat at a
crazy
table.
Yeah.
It was genteel.
Away from everything.
Yeah. I don't know if they could smoke there or not. All right, so it's 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, on demand. On demand.
All right, this is Dom time. A lot of people getting in. I don't know if Joe DiOrsi and his, I'm going to ask him anyhow, though. State Ray, he's a good guy. He's been on with us before. He's part of Pennsylvania. Do they have ladies' entrances? All right, I'm sure Democrats would complain about that. You see where I'm going, right, Henry? You see the pivot here. Mm-hmm. Yet, some guy Henry size coming out and running over top of 10 females in a basketball game or whatever, five. That would be fine. I mean, doesn't he have a right to play basketball, too? And we can't even get a vote in it. I put this up. I nominate this, though, as one of the biggest hypocritical stories, non-stories of the media this year. They won't tell people what's going on in Harrisburg, where they're playing hide the vote. And we can't get a vote on this. It's just let's have a vote. They know what's going to happen. That's why they won't bring it up for a vote. Let's go to Joe DiOrsi. Hey, Joe, welcome in. Where's your region in Pennsylvania? Where do you represent?
Hey, Dom, thanks for having me again. I am in Eastern York County.
Okay. Did you grow up? Did you have ladies' entrances?
No, I did not. And I was an athlete all the way up through college, and we held to the common sense back then, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. No, I meant the bars, Joe. Bars in your area. Did they have a ladies' entrance?
I can't speak to that, Don. Not much experience there.
Well, we're talking about it in a roundabout way, Joe, and I'm just weaving into the conversation of the bad old days when women just couldn't walk into a bar. Democrats would burn it down today. Yet, yesterday we had more frustration with them playing hide the vote. So is Matt Bradford the architect of this, that we can't get a vote on the Fairness in Women's Sports Act?
He could very well be, Dom. I've tried to, you know, shop around for an honest answer in the Democrat caucus. I just can't seem to find one. I think there's definitely a number of ideologues who actually believe, you know, that biological men should be able to dominate our daughters, nieces, and granddaughters. But I think it's a political play. I think it's avoidance. I think it's protecting certain members from needing to make that vote. But like you said, Democrats have been dodging this all session. It's been 225 days that they've delayed a simple vote on protecting our girls.
And one of the guys they're protecting is the governor, who said, folks ought to be able to play how they feel and all that. That's one thing. But if he actually didn't veto it, if he actually went along with that, then that would, or if he vetoed it, either way, Joe, that would be very difficult for his presidential aspirations. So what exactly are they doing? As I understand that they move it from committee to committee, even if it's voted out of committee, what are they doing?
Yeah, so their mechanism, Dom, for avoidance is, so we've been proactive on the Republican side. We've had three bills, Senate Bill 9, which passed the Senate with five Democrats voting in the affirmative, House Bill 158, and the Dads Defending Daughters Act, House Bill 1849. We've been proactive in filing what's called a discharge resolution. So if a bill sits in committee without consideration for 15 session days, we can file a discharge resolution, which means we get 25 signatures, and we qualify to bring that forward to the House for full consideration. What they're doing is, before that time matures to consider it on the House floor, they're quick going back into committee, the committee that it was assigned to, and they're voting to re-refer it to a different committee. Yesterday, they re-referred the Dads Defending Daughters Act and House Bill 158 to the Judiciary Committee. I brought up in committee, you know, this is very obviously an interscholastic sports bill. It's irrelevant to judiciary. Once again, it's just gymnastics to avoid a vote on frankly, an issue, Dom, that's 80-20.
And some of those 80 are Democrats. I've talked to several here in the area, at least two, that would vote for it because they represent districts. If people saw that, go, what are you doing here? So that's the thing that would be really bad. It's not just you dastardly Republicans. Democrats would vote for it, too.
Two-thirds of Democrats, according to a New York Times poll earlier this year, are in favor of this idea. So absolutely, Dom.
So what do you guys have to do? I know there was a discharge to try to get it up for a vote. What do you have to do?
So technically, if we continue this this method of the discharge resolution, we have to wait another 15 days, session days, that is, because it now sits in judiciary. But we're going to travel the state. The other four dads that introduced the Dads Defending Daughters bill with me, we're going to travel across the state. You know, our message is, you know, this has been a women-led initiative for some time, and rightly so, but dads need to get off the pine and get into the game. So we're traveling, we're raising awareness, we're getting people involved.
Joe, what do you say to those? And you've been through all this. They know it's losing, so they resorted to this. But they say, this is so rare. Don't you guys have something better to do?
That's a common argument, and it's false. You know, in the last numbers I have here, the latest numbers since 2022, and this is just documented cases, 66 girls across the Commonwealth have lost placement or medals in their respective sports. That's not a small number. At our press conference, we had Paula Scanlon, the UPenn swimmer, who faced, you know, faced this situation with Leah Thomas at Penn. We also had a young woman from Lancaster County, just across the river from me, from Hempfield School District, share about her experience. It is no small deal. That's one of the common arguments you hear from, you know, the people who are trying to play this down. But it's a large issue indeed.
Do they make the argument, too, that we are condemning someone who's trans to be suicidal, something like that, if they can't play against girls?
I've heard that as well. But, you know, when you get down to brass tacks, this is about hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvania girls that are being deprived of opportunity, like my soon-to-be 8-year-old. And look, suicide is and mental health is, you know, an epidemic amongst Gen Z. It's not specific to this.
No, without a doubt. And I do like the dad's angle. So you guys are going to be on going on tour on this then, Joe. And you know, during the presidential campaign, what we found was not only is it 80-20, but the reluctant voter hears this and then they want to know, all right, which party is it that wants to have boys going against girls here? Because it motivates them to vote. I think that's really why this is so politically potent.
Yeah, and it's a common sense thing. It transcends party, like I had said already, yeah. Two-thirds of Democrats, a higher proportion of independents. And this is something, Dom, politically that could come to a head for Governor Shapiro, especially if he has aspirations, you know, for a POTUS run. This is the guy that called us extreme, and this is the guy that's probably at least a little bit involved with blocking this bill coming up for a vote.
Matt Bradford, every time I have somebody on, Joe, from Harrisburg, from the president pro tempore, yesterday I talked to Stacey Garrity, they all talk about this guy, Matt Bradford, who used to come on the show. And we would duke it out. It was enjoyable. He won't come on anymore. What is his power base in the Democrat Party? He just doesn't seem to be, somebody that fits the mode to be leading. And I think being a big force moving Shapiro around at times.
Well, it's my understanding, Dom, interestingly, that those two don't really see eye to eye. So I don't know how that relationship is now. But yeah, well, you know, he holds his party with a tight leash. Very, very much collective thinkers on that side of the aisle. Whereas with the Republicans, you know, we hear from our leadership, but on certain matters, you know, you can't control us. But very, very political thinker. You know, there's very few instances where I would say he's in it to do the right thing or to help his constituents. Very uber political.
Well, Joe, thank you. Thanks for the great work. Keep us in the loop when you're going to be in the Philadelphia area. We certainly want to publicize that, talk some more about it. Have a great Christmas if we don't speak until then. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Dom. Same to you. Merry Christmas.
All right. There's Representative Joe DiOrsi. So, again, the media is the big story here to me. You know, more public pressure to say, how can you keep on moving something this simple up or down around from committee to committee? 225 days they've done it. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming up, we got two of the people up to be three, the caller of the year on board. We'll hear from them. Remember, you can vote. Just go to at Dom Show 1210. Thanks to Newman Price for setting this up. You can vote right there at Dom Show 1210. And Friday, it'll be up until 1 o'clock Friday. You can vote on the Elite Eight. Then we'll announce the final four at 1 o'clock. So anybody you want to influence, get going right now. These races are not as tight as we would like them. A little bit unexpected.
Yeah.
They're kind of runaways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's call them out. Yeah. Get those votes in. Let's go.
Come on, Robert.
Friendsof1210.com/Dom Show.
There you go. Gary of Newtown there, and that's the one where the most votes are.
100%. Yeah.
Big voting block there. Okay, it's 855-839-1210. You can get in. I can't tell you yet when the vote in the House will be, but is Brian Fitzpatrick thinking, look, I'll look like a good guy here. I usurp Johnson. We have the vote. It gets to 218. But the Senate's not really going to go for it. And everybody in Bucks County will say, at least Brian tried. 3-year extension of Obamacare. Come on. I get it that something has to be done here. I hope President Trump says something about it tonight. All right, we'll get to more calls, though, coming up at 855-839-1210.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Matt Rooney's on the show today, right, Henry, at 1:30? Oh, correct. I can feel that he's got a bib on. I have a bib. Oh, the saliva drip. We told you, Mikey Sherrill, Democrats, over in Medford. I got to check, Matt, if you're listening, check. How did Medford vote? Did they all come out to get at Trump? Because heated town hall last night in Medford Township. I like Medford. Because Medford now is required to add 171 affordable housing units. Okay? Now, Medford's not that big. Here's the kicker. The meeting said the requirement will necessitate building nearly 800 additional market rate homes to subsidize the affordable units. Remember, we talked about this. Mike, the guy we bring on, and we can't give his last name, you know, the Wake Up NJ guy, has been all over this for quite a while. So into a nice town like Medford, they describe it as a lose-lose situation, saying they share residents' concerns about overdevelopment but are required to comply with the state court-mandated affordable housing obligations or risk lawsuits from developers. Well, Democrats are always telling us, oh, the developers, the open spaces. I'm looking out on Medford right now on YouTube. Oh, I see open spaces. Let's get some houses in there. Affordable, affordable. Look, I don't care what Merriam-Webster, DJ's trying to convince me to talk about this, Henry. They just said the word of the year is slop. All these dictionaries, yeah, they like to slop over, you know.
Oh, yeah,
they're
yeah.
They're all missing it. The word of this year and the word of 2026 is affordability.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, well, for, you know, I'm affordable. So affordable housing. Boy, it's quite a workout here.
Yes.
Let me try that again.
Standing up, getting the arms going.
Yeah. 800 houses in Medford Township. We'll have to look up the size. I'm sure Matt has it on the back of his hand written down somewhere. 800 they have to add. How many of you people in Medford or Medford Township, I don't know if they vote as a township or as a town. Henry, if you could look it up, then just Medford Township. I bet Mikey Sherrill won. Even though it's vaguely Republican in my mind, Mikey Sherrill probably won. Not Jack Cetarelli. So Medford, you know, keep on voting for Democrats. Keep on looking the other way. Now they're going to have to put in 800 houses in order to subsidize the so-called affordable houses. Yeah, but I can't afford to be making the subsidies for affordable housing. You mustn't have gotten the memo. That's what Democrats want. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Pretty good today. Medford.
I want to go back a segment and go to the women,
yes.
the men in women's sports. How many did you say? 62? I think it was 62.
66 lost medals 66. Replacement, yes.
No, they didn't lose medals replacement. A lot of those lost money. They lost
True
their
too.
Money.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, Gary. And what's more disgusting is they won't allow it to come up for a vote, and the media doesn't want to hammer that point. On anything else, they would.
We should crush Shapiro just on that.
Yep, exactly right. So what do you have on your side today?
So on my side today, it echoes the woman caller with the door out back, right? The woman's mm-hmm. door in the back of the bar?
Yes.
So when I was in high school, this is scripted, I have to write stuff down for you. When I was in high school, there used to be some mystery about what that girl is wearing, but not anymore, because I know exactly what she's wearing. She's wearing a thong. It's pink. It's fluorescent. And I can see it because it's right through her spandex pants, because she picked out the spandex pants to make sure you could see the color.
The whale tail. Yes, there we go.
The whale tail. It's preferred dress now. It's not necessarily, can't do it. That's the way they shop. Let's look in the mirror. Can you see my butt? Yeah, I can. I'll take those. Give me two pair.
Thank you, Gary. All right. I don't know. I thought he'd be in favor of that. He wants voters to be on his side.
He sounded like that was a bad thing.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, Gary. Voters.
That's going to cost votes right there.
That's Robert Jump on that. You pledge. You're going to be all on the thong. You're on the thong side.
I've got your Medford numbers here.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So I'm not sure what the difference is between Medford Lakes Borough and Medford Township.
Okay.
Medford Lakes Borough voted Mikey Sherrill about 1,201 to 1040.
Okay. Right.
Medford Township as a whole voted Mikey Sherrill 6,468 to 6,198. So pretty tight one.
Yeah, don't give them credit, though. They still
I mean, it's still... Yeah,
All right. You know what I'm going to do, Henry? I'm going to be nice. I'm looking out on Medford. This is my new thing here with YouTube here. Yeah. I'm looking out. Hey, Medford Township. Henry's right. You were pretty close. You're only going to have to build 799 houses over the next few years. We had a nice big backyard here. You're not going to have that. Democrats
270
say so.
Votes stood between that and, yeah, the housing.
The housing. 350 houses. There you go. If your neighbor voted for that, tell them when they put that affordable house in your block. All right. We got the White House Deputy Press Secretary. What is the president going to be talking about tonight? Keep the calls coming. And Medford, I'm looking at you. I'm not standing up this time, but I can see you out there on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.